Brain freeze, Joe Biden calls CARES Act namesake, you know, remarkable feat of a bipartisanship. By Kyle Olson on April 3, 2020. Joe Biden held another virtual Q&A on Thursday, and it did not go any better than all the others. The Democrat frontrunner lost his train of thought, stumbled while apparently reading a teleprompter, and misstated facts. 10 million proud, hard-working Americans who need help now more than they've ever needed it, he said of the new unemployment statistics. How they're going to make. They're worried about their rent, they're worried about how they're just going to get the next meal. Worried about how they're going to pay the bills to keep the food in, sick, the table, he said. Moments later, he got lost again. The U.S. government took important action last week. He said, careful not to give President Trump any credit, passing into law $2 trillion CARES Act. It was a namesake remarkable feat of a bipartisanship that Nancy and Schumer, and Republican leaders put together. A strange moment came about 5 minutes in, when he read the domain of his website, his own name, and it seemed foreign to him. The White House should have the backs, their states. The backs of the states, not just taking, it's the responsibility of the White House and the federal government to help, he stumbled. The likely Democrat nominee made an argument that effectively makes his November opponent the reason for every problem by saying Trump needs to help states run state programs, such as unemployment benefit systems. Biden said Trump should stand up a team with empowered. That's empowered with a senior leadership to help states solve challenges that they inevitably are going to face distributing new unemployment benefits. Michigan residents have been suffering under the administration of Governor Gretchen Whitmer because the antiquated unemployment system she oversees was ill-equipped to handle the crush of claims. Biden said rescue money should go out to all types of businesses. Not just to the well-connected, not just to a few splashingly announced examples. He said the rescue funds need to be made available to everyone, including workers who are laid, you know, have had their hours slashed, been laid off. While addressing Andrea Mitchell of NBC News, Biden confessed he forgot her question and asked her to repeat it. He fielded other questions from the AP, CNN, and Reuters. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.